Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
Good morning. Good morning, Fusion Church. All right, you guys can hear me okay, right? All right. Well, you know, it's Freedom Friday. We made it through another week, and what a week has it been. So many things going on. Today we are in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. And now it's a short chapter, but so much information in here. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for today, and I thank you for this hour, Father. Thank you, my Lord God, that you are with us. Father, I pray that you will be you and not me. I thank you in advance what you're doing in our homes and our family and our community and our church, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for making this possible. And I pray for every one of my brothers and sisters, Father, that you would just meet them where they're at, that you would just bless them and their home and their families. For this we ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, little stretch there. All right, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Let us begin. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, of labor, of love, and patience, of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of God and Father, knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God. For our gospel did not come to you in words only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. 6. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word with much affliction, with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe, and from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith towards God has gone out so that we do not need to say anything. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus Christ, who delivers us from the wrath to come. Amen and amen. Right. You know, it only has 10 small verses, but so much going on. First of all, let us start with, you know, let's keep each other in prayer. Let's keep the campus at EHT in prayer so they can continue with their repairs that is happening over there. It's thank God that nobody was seriously hurt through that episode, but you know, God is in control. We don't understand all things, but you know, in this world, you will have trials, you will have difficulties, but praise the Lord that God is always in control. You know, he always has the last word and he always makes a way. And the way that we get in that the power box and all that, that's a miracle in itself. So, you know, God is working it out. So let's continue to focus on him and be able and worship him. Doesn't matter what's going on. Also, please keep our family in prayer. We just lost it's my stepmom in Florida. I know her for the last 30 years. She was such a godly woman, and she just passed yesterday. Yesterday, so you know, I have brothers and sisters out there, and all that. So please keep them in prayer that God would help them do what needs to be done during this difficult time over there. But again, God is faithful. The word of God says, absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And that's our hope, you know, and that's where she's at right now. So I can rejoice in the midst of all things because I know that she's with the Lord and she's running around with my dad now. Yeah, I always say that my dad is always running around in heaven doing all kinds of craziness because that's who my dad is. You know, he was always such a worker bee, and I'm sure that he was over there preparing her place so she can be with him. So, you know, we thank God that we serve a God that's mighty and is making a way for every single one of us. All right. All right. Let's get into the word because it's just such a good word today. You know, this particular book, of course, was written by Paul, and he was writing it along with Silvanus and Timothy in verse 1, and it was to the church of the Thessalonians and in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The beautiful thing about Paul, he was just the way that he always greeted. You know, he says there, grace to you all and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This was normally the way he starts his letters. He starts his letters in a way that makes the hearer, you know, at there to be blessed, you know, because he always speaks a blessing over them, you know, grace and peace to you from our Father and Lord Jesus Christ. What a way to start a letter, you know, that just puts everybody at ease. And in verse 2, it says, we give thanks to God always for you, making mentions of you in our prayers. Again, he's always praying. He's always praying. And that and it's important to realize that we need to pray for one another. We need to uplift one another. And just like you guys are always praying for me and the Hernandez clan, which I appreciate it so, so much. You know, we need to do that for each and every single one of them. And the thing about here, Paul, he says that we always, you know, God, you know, always thanking God for them, always bringing them up before the Lord. In Romans 1:8, it says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all that your faith is spoken of you throughout all the world. So again, letting them know that he's thanking the Lord for them. That's encouraging. That's encouraging that I can say, you know, I thank the Lord, you know, for Nancy over there and Nicole over here and June over here, you know, and Amy over there. And if I'm thanking God for all these individuals, you know, that's important because, you know, we're putting a face in our prayers and we're being specific. And God is such a specific God. You know, though he likes details. He says in Ephesians 1:16, it says, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in our prayers. Again, that was Paul, that he doesn't stop making mention of them in his prayers. Verse 3 says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor, and of love, and patience, of hope in the Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God the Father. Paul praises the Thessalonians for their faith, for their love, you know, so he's motivating them. And there's nothing better when somebody comes and motivates us, you know, I'll say, I'm praying for you. You know, you're constantly on my mind, but Paul was here, you know, so, you know, they were there and they received the word of God, the Thessalonians. And not only did they receive the word of God, they were putting it into practice. They were putting it into practice. And that's what Paul was praising. Then in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, the word says, For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing. Again, you know, because when you receive the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcome it. So they welcome the word of God when they receive it. They welcome it, but not as words of men, you know, but as the truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. So the word of God is truth and the word of God is life. And when they heard it, they received it. They received it. In Matthew 10:40, he says, he who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. So they received the word of God, you know, and they stood upon this word. It's so important that we stand upon the word of God and his promises. That's what keeps us going through the storms. That's what keeps us going through difficult times. And here, now Paul says in verse 4, he says, knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God. The election is the call of God over us. You know, it's the call of God. And Paul is reminding them, do not forget that you were called. Do not forget for that you were called. Philippians 3:12, it says, not that I have already obtained, nor I am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which the Lord Christ has also laid hold of it for me. So Paul was so telling us to press forward in your calling. Press forward in your calling and what God has called. And he was mentioning this to the Thessalonians. You know, you guys are pressing forward because, you know, he was their testimony was already out there. In Colossians, you know, 3:12 and 13, he says, therefore, as the elect of God, as you were called by God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. So again, you know, it's like we have been elected. We have a calling. And in this calling comes responsibilities. And this responsibility is that we need to be good examples, that we need to be good examples. And Paul here mentioned, you know, put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing one another, you know, so uplifting one another. And again, Paul is so encouraging to the Thessalonians in the way that he's responding to them because they heard the word of God. But they didn't take the word of God and were idle. They were sharing the word of God. They were sharing the word of God. And that's what we're supposed to be doing. You know, in verse 5, it says, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you. You know, so the gospel, which is the good news, you know, it didn't just come in words, but it came in power in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. You know, so the word of God will always produce what is sent out to produce. The word of God will always fulfill its call. It will always fulfill what it says it would do. You know, in Mark 16:20, it says, and they went out and they preached everywhere. And the Lord working with them and reaffirming the word through accompanying signs. So signs and wonders was following them with the word. As the word is being preached, as the word is being declared, signs and wonders, you know, will happen, you know. So people's lives can be transformed. People's lives can be healed. People's lives can be restored through the preaching, through hearing of the word. In 1 Corinthians 2:4, it says, and my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. So in other words, the words that will be preached, you know, they have power. Your words have power. Your words have power. The word of God is powerful. And therefore, when we speak the word of God, I expect things to happen. I expect things to happen. Why? Because then the word of God will never come back void, will never return empty. The word of God will always produce. And it is our responsibility to make sure that we share the word of God, that we share with our homes, with our family, for those around us, because God is so good and God wants to touch everyone. And the Thessalonians in this particular chapter, you know, what's proof of that? That they were sharing the gospel. They were sharing the word. It says in verse 6, and you became follows us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy and the Holy Spirit. So they received the word. The Thessalonians received the word, even though they were going through crisis, even though they were having a hard time, they still received the word, and they received it with joy. They received it with joy. You know, we can be going through a storm and yet have joy. Come on now. We could be going through difficult times and still have joy. You know, and the word of God says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. So if I have the joy of the Lord, I am going to be strengthened. Why? Because, you know, that joy is gonna build in me that strength that I need. So Paul led by example. You know, he was always affirming. He was always giving credit. He was always blessing. He was always praying. You know, and in 1 Corinthians, Paul says, 1 Corinthians 4:16, he says, therefore, I urge you to imitate me. In other words, he was telling us to imitate what Paul has been doing, what he has been doing, what he has learned from the Father. You know, so he says to imitate him. In 1 Corinthians also 11:1, he says, imitate me just as I imitate Christ. You know, so Paul was using Christ as his example. And he's telling us to imitate him, imitate Christ, you know. And what did Christ do? He loved us. What did Christ do? He served. What did Christ do? He did it. He died on the cross for you and I, so that today, at this particular day, we can be here and we can acknowledge who he is, because he's so good. He's so wonderful. So therefore, Paul's saying, you know, do the best you can. You know, he's always encouraging. In verse 7, he said, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. So the Thessalonians became examples by their teaching, by what they have learned. They were passing it on. And these people were, you know, they were going through crisis. They were going through crisis. But the word that they received was words of power. You know, was words of power, and that sustained them. So, you know, so we are called to be examples of what the Lord has done in our lives, you know. So if we are grateful for what God has done in our lives, that's a testimony, and we need to share that testimony. We need to speak out that testimony and share with other people, because our testimony is somebody's word of deliverance that they need. Somebody's words of deliverance, somebody's words of encouragement, because, you know, it's hard to say that, you know, I know what you're going through, but if I haven't gone through, how can I know? You know, I can, those are empty words. But if I've been through struggles and I have been through storms and whatnot, and I can speak about it, how God delivered and how God made a way for me, that's words of encouragement. That words of testimony about the power of God and what God can do. You know, verse 8 says, therefore from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth. From them, from the Thessalonians, they were there, they were sharing. It has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also to every place. Your faith towards God has gone out so that we do not need to say anything. Wow, that's amazing. He's saying, because of what you guys been doing and you guys been sharing, you know, I don't have to do much. You know, I can just, you know, build you up a little bit. I can pray for you and everything else, but you guys are doing a phenomenal job, even in the crisis that you guys find yourself, even in the difficult things that you'll find yourself. But it says, but their words went out. That's why it's important to share our testimony. That's why it's important to share the word of God, because we never know who is listening, who is hearing, you know, what we are saying. And we need to make sure that we share. We share what God has done for us. We share our testimony. We share our frustration. Come on now. I get off with it here in the morning, and I share with you what's going on, what's happening in the clan's house, what's happening over here in our family. Why? Because I know that you guys are praying, and I know that you guys are lifting me up. So it's so beautiful that I can share with you, because I'm not only sharing that, but I'm also sharing the victories that we have, the victories that God has provided for us, and He's providing for you also. Because, you know, even today, no matter what's going on, even though we lost my stepmom, you know, and all that, I can have joy, I can have peace, I can have hope, you know, and I can rejoice and I can be glad in the Lord because He's so good. Verse 8 says, from you the word of the Lord came and it was sounded forth. Okay, so the word went out and it went to every place because they did not stop. They received the word, they received the promise, and they shared it. They shared it. So, you know, we also need to speak the word of God and, you know, to others. We need to pass it on. We cannot hold it to ourselves. We need to pass it on for others because others need to hear. You know, Jesus said in Matthew 11, 23, "As surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, I put their situations, problems, conditions, sickness, and so on, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things who he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." And in 24, "Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Most important thing for us is to believe what we're praying for, to believe what we're speaking, to believe what we are sharing, you know, because I know that, you know, and you guys already heard it, you know, we made it to the beach. And before this happened, you know, months ago, I was already speaking it out. Months ago, I was already saying that is the goal for me and my wife to make it to the beach this summer. And guess what? Last week, we did it. You know, last week we did it. But a couple of weeks before that, I couldn't even say that. We were going through a lot of valleys. But you know what? God is faithful, because when you speak the word of God, it will go out and produce what you have spoken. It will produce. If you believe, all things are possible. And Jesus himself was saying this in Mark 11, you know, if you believe, all things are possible. What are we believing God for this morning? What are we going through that we're questioning or we have difficulties? You know, God is faithful and God is already answering our prayers. God is already, sometimes we may not see it. Sometimes it doesn't look like it's there. But guess what? God is working behind the scenes where you cannot see, and he's working it out on your behalf. So when it comes out, you're going to say, well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was as happy as a pig in mud when I was able to walk that boardwalk with my wife, because in myself, I'm saying, wow, 3 years, we haven't been able to do this. 3 years, we've been stuck at home. 3 years, we've been going through years. 3 years, and yet now we're walking hand in hand, not running, not yet. Maybe next week or maybe in a couple of weeks, we could do a little running. We were walking very slowly, like two senior citizens, you know, down the boardwalk holding hands, you know, and we were able to have a slice of pizza. That's victory. That's my victory. God is faithful. God is faithful. And if you believe the word of God, you can have what you say if you believe. So please Take hold of the promises of God. Speak them over yourself. Speak them over your family. Speak them over your situation. You know, and God is going to turn it around. God is going to turn it around in the midst of all. And this is what the Thessalonians were doing. You know, they were going through a difficult time, but look, they were sharing the word. They were professing the word. And even Paul was saying, your words have been sounded throughout the land. In other words, their words have gone out and the word has been received others, you know, and others will come into the Lord. That's why it's so important that we share the word of God. In verse 9, it says, oh, my time is running out here. All right. And it says, verse 9 says, for they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you and how you turn to God from idols to serve the living God. So they heard the living word. They heard the word of God and they turned. And they turned because they heard something. They heard something. And they cannot hear unless we speak it. Come on now. They cannot hear it unless we speak it. But they heard, you know, and since they heard, they turned to God. They turned to the living God. And they've been sharing the word of God. So God, you know, does not do anything in vain. You know, God's word will always go out and God's word will produce. So again, we need to make sure that we speak the word of God in truth and in love and speak it over ourselves and our families, you know. And it says 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1, for you yourself know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain. Nah, God does not do anything in vain. You know, whatever God does, whatever God has called you to do, it's not in vain. It will bring results. It will bring results. So we have to maintain. We have to maintain and keep the word that he has given us. Keep our faith in him because he is working it. He is working it out. You know, it says in verse 10, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he received from the dead, even Jesus who declared to us from the wrath to come. The Thessalonians were enduring persecution, but yet their faith maintained. They were still waiting on the Son of God. They were waiting for the deliverance of God. And in 1 Thessalonians 5, 9, it said, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation to the Lord Jesus Christ. So important. You know, this is a small chapter, but the Thessalonians here, you know, they received the word of God. They stood on the word of God. In the midst of persecution, in the midst of difficulties, they believe and their hope was in the return of the Son. So they were waiting for the Son to return. They were saved. They were saved and they were sharing the word of God. So important that we, like I said, when I started this morning, that we need to share the word of the Lord. We need to share our testimony. We need to speak it over ourselves. We need to speak it over our families, over our loved ones, whatever situations may be arising, whatever difficulties we may be facing, God is still faithful. And God will still come through for you just as he has come through for me. So again, my brothers and sisters, you know, let us not go weary in doing good, but with all prayer and supplication, let your petitions be known unto God. Speak the word of God over yourself. Speak the word of life over yourself. Watch what comes out of this particular mouth. Watch what we say. Watch what we think. That we, you know, that we need just to serve God, trust in him, believe it, because his scripture continuously says that we must believe. And if you believe, all things are possible. If you believe, all things are possible. God will make a way, you know, and God made a way for us here. God made a way for my wife and myself to be able to enjoy that day. And we're already planning for another one. We already planning for another one. So, you know, because I know, you know, God's not going to stop there. You know, I believe and I trust God. And this one's going to be a little bit longer. You know, and I believe that and I speak that. But not only that, I believe in salvations. I believe in God dealing with our families to touch our families' heart. Those who don't know the Lord, come on. You know, you have loved ones that don't know the Lord, loved ones that have been running from the Lord. But we need to continue to pray and lift them up, you know, because right now we are that vessel that God is calling. Just like the Thessalonians were there and they were sharing, God is calling you and God is calling me to share, to speak life of salvation over our loved ones, you know, over the situation, whatever it is, however difficult it may be, but God is still faithful and God is still merciful and God is still a miracle working God. God can turn things around. God is the God that takes something that's impossible and make it possible. God is the one that's going to turn lives around, situations around, our homes around for his glory and for his honor. And again, and as we receive these things, as we receive the word of God, and as we see God's coming through for us, let us not forget to thank him and to praise him in advance. So thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Thank you, Lord, for what you are about to do. Thank you, Lord, for the turnaround that I'm seeing in my family, that I'm seeing in my children, that I'm seeing in the church. Thank you for turning things around that seems to be impossible. We need to be speaking words of life, words of encouragement. So this morning, if anything, be encouraged in the word of God. Be encouraged in the promises of God. Be encouraged that God is still working it out despite what I do, despite what I'm going through, despite what I may feel, because it's not by feelings. It is by faith. It is by speaking it by faith, by trusting and believing God no matter what. No matter what, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to hold on to your promises. I'm going to hold on to your word. And I may look like a fool at times, but guess what? I'm going to look like a fool for you because I'm going to speak it out. I'm going to declare it and I'm going to share it no matter what. And when we do things like that, when we do things that are out of the ordinary, guess what? God is merciful and he will meet our need. Again, I'm going to stop. But that just reminds me when I was praying. And I was once upon a time, and I had some hair up here. I had a little bit of a rug up here, but you know, and I was praying before the Lord, and I said, Lord, I need a vehicle. And your word says, Lord, I can have what I ask. So I'm praying for a miracle. I'm praying for a vehicle. Lord, please give me a vehicle. And guess what? You know, and I'm making it really short. And guess what? One day at work, I was at work. And one of the guys came up to me. He tapped me. He said, hey, I wanted you to go outside. I want to show you my new car. And he took me outside and he showed me his new car. And I said, wow, that's a nice car. And then I'm thinking to myself, man, I could use a new car because I've been praying for a new car. You know, I can use a car, you know, I'm saying to myself. And then next to his car that he had, that he just bought, was another car, which I've seen him driving it before. And he says, well, wait a minute, what are you doing here with two cars? He said, oh, that's not my car no more. I said, what? What are you talking about? He says, oh, God told me to give it to you. And he gave me the keys to the car. Come on now. Isn't that reason enough to praise God? God answers prayer. God heard me when I was speaking about a car. You know, God heard me. And the funny thing is that in the church that I was in, I was testifying about it beforehand. I was already saying, God is going to provide a vehicle for me, and you guys are going to see it. That's how crazy I am sometimes, you know. And I was saying, God's going to give me a vehicle, and I'm going to drive it to church. And I'm going to park it out there. And after church, you're going to go out there. You're going to see the car that God gave me. And I said that. Meanwhile, time passes. Where's our faith? Come on now. Sometimes when things don't happen when we want it, we get a little anxious, you know. And I'm getting anxious. I need a vehicle. Because I was thumbing it to work, you know. And I, from Violent to Atlantic City, you know, that's not around the corner, you know. So I was thumbing it to work. But guess what? Just like that, one day, there was a car. And then the following, and I was testifying in church on one Sunday, and I said, God's going to give it to me. And I was really bold that Sunday. You're going to see it. You're going to see it right there in the parking lot. The following week, the car was parked in the parking lot. And I called the congregation to go outside and see the car that the Lord gave me. Why? And that's what I was praying for. I was praying specifically for a car. And I said, look, God, you got to give me a car. Yeah, I don't have a car. I don't have the payments. I don't have the money. I was really, really tight back then. And it was just like, wow, how God came through. So God has a way of turning things around and hearing your prayers. And I know it was only a car, but that he has done so many other things. He has done so many other things that I will talk about another day. But I just wanted to share that really quick with you, that God is a God that turns things around. The God will make the impossible possible. If you just believe, if you just speak out the word, if you just believe and not doubt, you can have what you say if it's the will of the Father. And it's his will to bless you. It is his will to bless us. You know, so, you know, let's speak out the word. Come on, whatever it is that God has put in your heart, whatever it is that you've been dealing with, surrender it to him and allow him to do what we cannot do, because he'll do the supernatural in your situations. Amen. All right, guys, I got to go. It's already late. It's already 34. I'm 4 minutes already past my time. All right. So let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for your promises. I thank you, Father God, that you are in control. Despite what I see or feel, Father God, you are in control. I lift up every one of my brothers and sisters who are hearing my voice this morning. I pray your blessings upon them, Father. I pray your the breakthrough that they're seeking, Father, because they're hurting, Father God. They're going through storms. They're going through difficulties, Father God. Sometimes we cannot see beyond where we are at. So I pray, oh Lord God, that you would just surround them with your peace that surpasses understanding, Father. I pray for clarity, oh Lord God, that they can see clearly, oh Lord. See you clearly, Father. Know that with you, all things are possible. Through you, all things are possible. And you make a way where there's no way, Father. So I pray that you would just meet them where they're at, that you would just embrace them in your love, that you would just embrace them in your peace. The joy of the Lord is their strength, Father God. And we thank you for that. Thank you for the miracles, Father God. Thank you for the hope that we have in you, Father God, the hope of believing beyond our situation, Father. Thank you for supernatural breakthrough, Father God, in their lives. Thank you for what you do. Thank you, Father God, what you've done this week, Father God, that you prevented anyone else from being hurt, Father God, in that accident at EHT, Father. Thank you for providing, Father God, a way to get that power box, Father, so that church could be fixed, Father God, and then the church can be turned to services, Father God. I thank you that despite all these things, Father God, you are still sitting on the throne. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we thank you in advance. We thank you in advance, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. That's right. That's right. You know, God is able to do all things. I love you. I love you. Mwah, 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 mwah. Mucho hugs. Mucho hugs. Okay. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. The best is yet to come. Probably see some of you guys this Sunday in Cumberland County. What's happening? You guys are going to be going to the other church at EHT. We're praying for you. Just rejoicing, because even the difficulty is still victory. Look at the victory. You still got a place that you can go and worship, a place that you can gather together and lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So while you are there, be thankful. Thankful that you are providing and making a way when everything seems negative. I love you guys. God bless. God bless. God bless. Love you all.